Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
When you hear the phrase, "This isn't your grandfather's church," you know you are in an environment of stability and change, public doctrine and pious opinion, questions about tradition and decisions about specific circumstances. I hear it among many churches, particularly those with a long history, and I see it in the ongoing creation of new church groups, most of them independent, which suggests that the local churches in the area weren't suitable, hence the need to begin a new group. When something changes in the church, it can raise questions about what went before. People then affirm or reaffirm what is core or essential, the essence, which determines what happens next. The Christian Church has always declared itself to be one, as revealed in Scripture. There is one body of Christ. Think of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 to 28, or Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6. And this is declared in the creeds. Both the oneness and the unity are hidden in Christ because He has created it. What we see, however, may suggest plurality, even with the fact that the letters of the New Testament are written to different groups of people, geographically, but not spiritually. An overview of church history provides us more examples of how the church stayed together and was different, and the defining church criteria evolved to the things we can see and do: administrative structures, orders of ministries, language, church rites, many religious practices. By the time of the Lutheran Reformation, these outer or visible matters defined the church. But the reformers were declaring that the core or the essence, Jesus, not church hierarchy, was Lord of the church, and the declaration of justification, the bestowal of forgiveness, the new life in Christ, that is the gospel, had been muffled, changed, and forgotten. This forced the Lutheran reformers to think back and think through what then is the church, if it is a hidden reality, where and how does one find it? Hence, the Lutheran reformers bring about a doctrine of the church, that the one holy Christian and apostolic church is the creation of God through Jesus Christ, of people who receive the forgiveness of their sins, are new creations in Christ, a truth and reality which is also hidden, in that we are still sinners who will die, who gather where Jesus is located, in the Word and the sacraments. Jesus also established a delivery system, if I can put it that way, for the Word and the sacraments, which we call the office of the ministry. What emerged here was a declaration that truth and faithfulness to God's Word, made flesh, that is Jesus, and to God's Word, written down, the Bible, mattered. The Church did know this in the past when it declared some teachings to be false or heretical, but it is often simpler to treat difference on the visible and external things, and so the litmus test of truth of Jesus was less important. However, in the 16th century and beyond, the Church fragmented visibly because of the different teachings of and about Jesus and salvation and how Christianity works. The questions to ask about which church should I attend are: what do they teach? And how is God's Word performative? And these are confessional questions and undergird everything else about the church music, the architecture, the congregation, the pastor, the congregational life, or anything else. Today, it is still easy to be bound up with the externals, even with our grandmother's church. But Lutherans are always negotiating faithfulness to the gospel, congregational and synodical harmony, and responding to the circumstances of the day. Think, for example, of what happened with COVID-19. After all, we want ourselves, and everyone else, to always encounter and meet Jesus when we come to church. We are not a history club, but a group of people who follow Jesus and keep in mind and mouth, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, you have overcome sin and death through the death of your Son, and have always brought forgiveness and eternal life through his resurrection. Help your church confidently to believe this, and always praise you with our whole heart, and always confess your truth and presence. We ask these things through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.